Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father and Mother, and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. It was 12 days ago that Lent, the 40-day season before Easter, began on Ash Wednesday. That night, Brantley and I sat here on the chancel steps and talked about how we would be marked with ashes in the shape of a cross on our forehead, in the exact same place that a cross of oil was marked on our heads in baptism. We talked about how the place on our foreheads where the ashes go in the shape of a cross is the exact same place as the cross of oil to remind us that even though we hear words when we're marked with ashes that remind us of our death, at the same time, that shape and that place reminds us of the love of Jesus and the hope that we have in him. Because even in our baptism, the promises of life coming from death have already been spoken over our lives. And speaking of crosses, in today's gospel lesson, Jesus tells his disciples that in order to follow him, they must take up their own cross. Now, for those of us on this side of Jesus' suffering, death, and resurrection, we hear Jesus' words much differently than the disciples would have, and certainly much differently than the original hearers of Mark's gospel would have heard them. Because for us, the cross is a symbol. Every church has one carved beautifully out of wood, or we have brass or other metal crosses. I wear one around my neck every Sunday. Right, most of us have some kind of piece of jewelry with a cross on it, maybe a necklace or some earrings, maybe a tie tack, earrings, maybe even a ring or bracelets. You see, for us, we have made the cross beautiful. But I wonder if in doing so, we have sterilized what the meaning of Jesus' words meant by taking up our cross and following him. It doesn't mean putting on a piece of jewelry. For the disciples, for the first century followers of Christ, the cross was a form of execution. Execution for criminals. Death on a cross was shameful, absolutely horrifying, humiliating, and excruciating beyond what we can even begin to imagine. So Jesus isn't saying take up a beautiful symbol or put on a piece of jewelry when he tells his disciples to take up their cross. He's saying, take up a form of execution, take up a form of shameful, horrifying, excruciating pain. And what he's really saying is this: you need to be so committed to a life of following the way of Jesus that you are completely willing to offer all that you have and all that you are to following Jesus. Even if that means that you will be rejected, even if that means you will be killed, you are to be so committed to following the way of Jesus that you will offer all you have and all you are to it. This is the truth of Jesus' words. Hard truth, but it is the truth. But in many, many ways, we, just like Peter, we don't want to hear it. Very clearly, Jesus told his disciples that he would undergo great suffering and rejection by the religious and political authorities, and that he would be killed. He also said that in 3 days he would be raised, but I don't know who could even hear those words after being so stunned by the words of suffering and rejection and death. But no matter, Peter didn't want any part of it. The suffering servant that Isaiah describes in our Old Testament lesson today and that Jesus describes himself to be was not what Peter expected or wanted a Messiah to be. And he let Jesus know it. You see, Jesus did not meet the expectations that so many in his life had for him as Messiah. And if we are truly honest with ourselves, there are a lot of ways that Jesus doesn't meet our expectations either. We don't want suffering or vulnerability for Jesus or ourselves. And yet Jesus' call to discipleship to follow him involves sacrifice, dying to self, and taking up our cross, just as Jesus did. Our minds are to be set on the things of God, not on human things. But like Peter, we don't want to hear it. We might even want to try and rebuke or correct Jesus ourselves. Right? Our permissive and commercialized society says, indulge yourself. But Jesus plainly says, deny yourself. Our selfish natures say, avoid pain at any cost. And Jesus says, take up your cross. Our self-centered ways make us think we are entitled to do whatever is best for us, even if that means bringing harm to others. But Jesus commands us to love others as we love ourselves. Right? We demand our individual rights, and Jesus calls us to lay down our life, to lose it, and to follow him. So we need to decide. Do we really want to follow Jesus? Because he makes it clear what it's going to mean for us. It means that we're going to have to deny ourselves, our selfish, greedy, self-centered ways. Because following Jesus means laying our life down for others. Following Jesus means losing in order to win, dying in order to live. Following Jesus means taking up our cross, being so committed to following the ways of Jesus that we are willing to offer all that we have and all that we are to following him, even if that means being rejected, even if that means offending others or upsetting others. And the truth of it is, we choose to follow Jesus and all that that means, not out of fear and not in order to gain heaven as some kind of eternal prize when we die, because remember, you have already been given the gift of salvation and eternal life in your baptism. It's not something you can earn. And so we choose to follow Jesus in grateful response for who God is and all that God has done. We choose to follow Jesus because in our baptism, God has lavished so much love upon us, we can't even begin to imagine it. God adopted us as God's own children. God gave us the gift of forgiveness and eternal life. God gave us the gift of the entire family of God across all the world and across all of time. And in baptism, we have been forever, forever joined to Christ. Brothers and sisters, the love of God is the strongest, the biggest, the most powerful force in all the world and in all the universe and in all the galaxies that God created. And this same love has been lavished upon each of us because God loves us so much. And so we follow Jesus and all that that means in grateful response to who God is and to all that God has done. We lay down our life. We deny ourselves. We take up our crosses. Because to quote the wondrous cross, which we're going to sing as our sending hymn, love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. May it be so. Amen.